Tamari, that's, I believe, a career high for you with 17 points. Just obviously Ole Miss wanted no part of you guys on offense, but you just talk about how you were able to get open and find open spots in their defense.
In practice, our past two practices, we had just been working on moving without the ball, finding the open spot, making the easy play, and my teammates were finding me.
Renai, it seemed like you struggled a little bit there in the first half. What did you turn on in the second half? Did maybe Kelly Harper talk to you a little bit about maybe your first half play?
I thought in the first half I was just being pretty passive. I also thought in the first half I was kind of letting some of the comments that were made, you know, just kind of feeding into that. And I thought in the second half I just, you know, my teammates just kept talking to me and we discussed just not really paying attention to those things and just focusing on our game.
Renai, kind of speaking of comments, are you able to share what you said after that buzzer beater there?
I don't know if you want to hear what I said after that one. But, no, I ain't really say nothing. My teammates said they knew it was going in, so I was just, you know, I was excited, though. If you've seen a little bounce out there, I was excited.
Ray, you keep getting hit in the face in games. Just, I mean, I know you... You get involved, you get close to the ball, but are you do you wish opponents would maybe stop hitting you in the face so much at this point?
yeah, a little bit, but I mean that just comes with being aggressive and just like you said, going after the ball. That is bound to happen.
Tamari, I think this is the first time you've had double digit points since mid January. How good did it feel to get into a little bit of a rhythm here as the season comes to a close, the regular season?
It felt good. I've been working hard in practice, trying to rebound more and get putbacks and just find the open spot. So I feel like today was really rewarding for me.
Tamari, you're just a freshman, but you're watching that senior night ceremony, and it's a little bit different, you know, than the way a regular game starts. Just What's going through your mind when you're watching Lou and Camera out there right before the game?
It was special for all of us. We're all really close, so we've heard all day, you know, time flies here. This is going to be like the fastest 4 years of your life, and we just don't want to take any of that for granted.
Renai, what's the team's sense for this performance? I mean, you guys throttled Ole Miss earlier in the season, and you were up by, like, I think, like 20 in the second quarter, and then they cut it to three. Do you guys have a good feeling about this, or do you feel like maybe this was just kind of an uneven effort? I mean, what's the general sense for on the team about this game?
Well, I mean, I personally knew that Ole Miss would come with a different and better game plan than the first game because we did beat them so bad the first time. But tonight, I just thought, well, first, I'm just glad we got the win. But also, I just thought that there were moments where we were kind of lax out there. But there were also moments where we were able to come together and, you know, go on our run and keep that lead to a smooth 10. I thought we stayed at 10 for majority of the second half.
Hey, Renai, what was the major difference between Ole Miss last time and this time? What is it that they adjusted to in this game?
I thought they focused in a lot more on me personally on defense. Apparently that was the game plan. That's how I felt out there. But again, I thought my teammates did a good job of just playing regardless of what kind of defense they were playing on me, just hitting shots, driving to the basket, getting to the free throw line. I also thought that we did a good job from the free throw line tonight, which was huge for us.
Ray, a lot of emotion goes into this game, but you guys got one more. You got to go to Auburn. 9-6 right now. 10-6 just sounds better, I think. It probably sounds better as a player. Just what y'all's focus to get that one regular season done and right get back on the road? Just how much is that a challenge for you guys at this point in the season? Because everybody's tired. Everybody's bodies are hurting. Just how do y'all get ready for Sunday?
I feel like we're just making sure that we're working on stuff that not only is going to matter in that game, but in, like, tournament play, too, as well. So just making sure we're working on those details and fixing stuff that we need to work on and get better at.